Hey everyone, this is Lori Twitchell, and you are listening to the Nothing Trivial Podcast. Hi everybody, this is me. I'm finally here. We finally have something out there. I know a lot of people have been waiting and asking me when the podcast was going to go live. I don't consider this an official full episode, a formal episode. This is really more of a bonus sneak peek, kind of what are you going to get from the podcast, as well as Captain America Brave New World, a review. I thought it was good timing. Go see the movie, check it out, give you guys the inside scoop, and get some content out there. You know, this starting a podcast thing, there's a lot to it. And there's going to be some bumps along the way. As we move through this process, there's going to be a learning curve, bumps, things like that. But if you stick with me, I think we're going to have some fun. And we'll talk a little bit after the review about what you might be able to expect from the podcast, what things to be looking for, and hopefully when we're going to get going. So let's dive right in. We've got Captain America Brave New World hitting theaters today. And this is the first outing for Sam Wilson, played by Anthony Mackie, as Captain America, running under that Captain America banner. Of course, we all know who else is in this movie. Harrison Ford playing Thaddeus Ross. This was a role that Ford stepped into after the unfortunate passing of William Hurt, who played Thaddeus originally in previous movies. He's got a couple of Avengers movies under his belt. When he passed away, that kind of obviously put a halt to things, and Harrison Ford stepped in to take that role for this film. So what can you expect when you're going into this movie? First of all, there's going to be some fun nods, and you know they are very good in the Marvel Universe at giving the fans a little bit of what they want, showing the insiders the little nods and things like that. They do that very well. If you have watched Falcon and Winter Soldier on the Disney Channel, there are some good things in here that carry over from that series, which felt initially like it was kind of the end of an era. What happens when you take over the mantle from Steve Rogers? Really, it's a good stepping off point for this film. It introduces some characters that you're going to see in this movie. And, you know, it's a good place to start if you want to watch this film from an informed perspective. Now, if you want to go in cold, you can still do that with this movie. It's not going to be confusing to a point where you can't just pick up. In fact, my son said that, you know, if this was his first Captain America movie that he had ever seen and he didn't know it, he would enjoy it. My son, by the way, for those who don't know, is 20. So when I talk about discussing things with him, I'm not talking to an elementary school, middle schooler, teenager. No, I've got a 20-year-old who grew up in film and television on sets watching the Marvel Universe. So it comes from that perspective. So in this film, Thaddeus Ross has just been elected president of the United States. I will avoid spoilers, by the way. I'll make sure to put that in the description. But Thaddeus Ross has just been elected president of the United States, and he is starting out his term. As you know, if you know anything about Ross, he's a prickly character. He's one of those typical military characters. He knows what he wants to do. He's got people who listen and you bark orders and you expect people to do things. And he's no different when he's president of the United States. We'll say that very clearly. He makes sure to let people know he knows what he wants. He knows what he wants to do. He's got goals, and he's going to make those goals happen. And Sam stepping into that role of Captain America, the world knows Steve Rogers. We all know Steve Rogers. There is a bar that the Marvel Universe has set with Chris Evans as Steve Rogers. Wholesome, nice, sweet, great guy. Hey, I got that reference. I mean, we all love Captain America. That is what got me into the Marvel Universe, was the first Captain America movie. That was the moment that I was like, completely hooked and saying, okay, now I need to see what happens next. So, you know, this review is also coming from an OG, I guess I'm an OG fangirl of the OG Captain America. So when I say that, so when I bring these things to light, that's the perspective that I'm coming with. And what I'm going to say to folks right now is, if you are looking for Steve Rogers 2.0, this ain't it. You are not going to get Chris Evans, Steve Rogers. You're going to get an all brand new, updated Captain America who comes from a different era, who comes from a different history, a different past. And he is not Steve Rogers. If you are able to approach this movie from that perspective, where you completely separate those two ideas, Steve Rogers and Sam Wilson, as opposed to Captain America 1, Captain America 2, or the next Captain America, or the new Captain America, whatever you want to call it. If you're able to separate the characters in that manner, I think you'll enjoy the movie more. I really feel like in some manner, there's a little bit of a disservice that's done to this man by giving him that mantle. I love Sam. I love the Falcon. I love Sam's character. Sam is one of the most fun characters. In my house, we actually use the term on your left a lot. And we just get a kick out of it. You know, he's a normal guy, an average guy. He's not a super soldier. Doesn't have all the genetics that you get from Bucky and Steve. And he's a guy that becomes a superhero. He's fantastic. I just, when you put that Captain America shield out there, though, and you put that Captain America moniker on there, there are expectations. And those expectations have been set by the Marvel Universe. For those who love Captain America for being wholesome and clean and being that superhero that your kids can look up to because he always makes those moral value choices, you're going to have some issues with Sam as Cap. That's, I'm sorry to say that, but one of the things, this sits with me, Captain America cusses in this movie, in the line of duty, in front of people, in public, he cusses. And it's not hard cussing. I am not someone, by the way, I feel like I need to put this out there. I love Ted Lasso. Roy Kent is one of my favorite characters of all time. And if you've ever watched even a clip of Ted Lasso with Roy Kent, you're going to get the F-bomb dropped somewhere in that, because Roy, I don't think, can breathe without dropping the F-bomb. It becomes a joke through Ted Lasso. He owes his niece thousands of pounds in the swear jar. He can pay for her college with the number of times he drops the F-bomb. And he is a favorite character of mine. So that doesn't bother me. It does bother me when I think about parents who are going to take their kids, and whereas there's been cussing in other avenues of the movie, Cap is always the guy who's saying language, or you can leave there and tell your kids, be like Cap. That doesn't happen here. When he's wearing the costume, when he is set up, when he's in the middle of saving things, when he is talking to people, cuss words get dropped. And in fact, in one instance, he even takes the name of the Lord in vain. That I know that that's going to bother some people. I felt that in my DNA when it was uttered on the screen. And I was so disappointed in that. That bothered me a lot. Again, cussing doesn't bother me. But when you have a character that's been set up as a moral character with values that you might be able to follow if you're conservative, if you've got young kids, if that's where you want to be, and then to give that moniker and shield and mantle to someone who does, you know, drop those things, I get it. I think they're trying to do real life. I think throughout the movie they remind you this isn't Steve Rogers. We've all seen the clips with Harrison Ford yelling, "You're not Steve Rogers." And they're telling us this isn't Steve Rogers. It's an all-new Captain America for an all-new time. That may not bother you if you're not in that conservative Christian crowd. If you are not a faith-based viewer of that, it might not bother you at all. Cool. That's awesome. it took away a little bit of my enjoyment of some of the things, but on the whole, this was a fun superhero action movie. I also don't happen to think if you are going to watch a superhero movie, it's not about deep thought. It's about some science fiction bad guy coming out of a completely fictitious created place trying to destroy the world. I don't want to think too deeply about that. I don't need to analyze themes and pull layers apart and do deep thought. When I go to a superhero movie, I go to sit in the audience, have some snacks, maybe eat some popcorn, and enjoy some big epic battle sequences and then see what they're setting up for next time. When you look at those parameters, this wasn't a bad movie. I don't hail it as a great, huge film masterpiece. I don't think that for a lot of people, I don't think this is going to be must see. And I don't think that it's going to be must see in a theater. Those are my levels, I guess, of looking at. I like to go on the very first screening to these kind of geeky nerd movies because I know that those screenings are filled with the people who feel the same way I do. It's just like going to a sporting event. You go to an NFL game, you're surrounded by people who feel the same way you do about those teams that are on the field. There is a camaraderie and an energy. We've all seen the videos when Andrew Garfield shows up in Spider-Man and the whole audience just reacts. And we all knew Cap was worthy of the hammer, but that moment, you know, the screaming, the shouting. When you go to the very first screening of a movie that is in that genre, you're going to be surrounded by people who feel the same way that you do about those characters. And you're going to be feeling expectations, I think, that are similar. So that's why I like to go to the first screenings. I also like to go and get there early so I can drop movie reviews for my friends and my family and just let them know, because I know a lot of people going to a movie in theaters these days, that is an expense. It's an investment. It's a time investment. It is, because it's not just the 2 hours of the movie. It's the getting ready to go out. And sometimes, you know, you make an evening out of it. You go out to dinner and all of that is expense that's added into one evening of entertainment. What is it worth to go to a movie? You don't just go try them out anymore. And so I like to get these kinds of reviews written, voiced now on video, whatever, to let people know, hey, I think I'm going to hold off on this one, or I definitely want to go see this one. This one's just down the middle of the line. If you are a Captain America Marvel fan like me, this might be worth the money for you. If not, wait until it comes home. It's a fine movie. It's not epically horrible. I think that's another trend that's happening in entertainment these days, is that there is no just, it was a good movie. It's got to be great, epic box office records. And if not, it utterly failed. No, I don't know why there's got to be a black and white. It can be an okay, decent movie that makes its money back or does well and people enjoyed it. And that's a good movie. That's not an epic fail. I don't like all of this social media extreme clickbait, because that's really what a lot of these reviews are, is that you've either got to absolutely love it or hate it. I come somewhere in the middle. And believe it or not, I have gotten pushback for that. I had people who said, you didn't tear this movie apart. No, I didn't, because I didn't hate it. I didn't like some things in the movie, but I didn't hate it. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. I got that way with Barbie. If any of you saw my review of Barbie, I was just honest with that one. I didn't like these parts, loved these parts. This was funny. And I had people who were mad at me because I didn't land on one direction or the other. I'm just going to tell you what it is. This movie, Captain America Brave New World, I had fun with it. I enjoyed it. It's been a long time since I have seen some of my favorite Marvel characters on the screen. And yeah, there's some folks come back and there are some cameos again, not spoiling anything. But there's always cameos in the Marvel movies. Everybody knows that. And it was nice. It was nice to see some of those folks. I feel like this movie is not the anchor point movie. It's going to launch the next layer of Marvel movies. We all know they've got that slate that is coming out, including Thunderbolts and the Fantastic Four. Captain America, Brave New World, I don't think it's the anchor or the set. I think it's the setup. Actually, I think that what this movie does very well is this transitions out of the old into the new. It puts all the players on the board. It lets us know who people are now after all of the things that have changed in the universe. And I think it really is just kind of placing the pieces. And when you look at a movie that is meant to do that, I think it does it, and it does it well. There is, of course, a cutscene at the end. And again, when you go and see the very first showing, you know exactly that those are Marvel fans. Not a single person even breathed after the credits started, let alone get up and try and go to the bathroom. And so you know you're with Marvel fans. There is a cutscene, so you will want to stick around for that. I have opinions on whether it was epic or big or eh, but, you know, we'll leave that to you guys when you finally watch it or you read about it or whatever happens. If, again, my recommendation on this movie, if you are a Marvel fan and you want to go see it in theaters, go for it. Just go in with an open mind. Look at Sam as his own person, his own kind of superhero. Let him be outside of Steve Rogers. And I think it's okay. He does a good job. He's someone that people love. They want to follow. I think it could be good. So that is my review of Captain America Brave New World. I'd say if you're a fan, go see it. If you're not, you can wait. It's fine. And let's talk now. Let's transition a little bit. I'm going to make this kind of a faster recording. I consider this a bonus episode. We're not doing interviews. We're not doing segments. We're not doing all sorts of things. We're just kind of bonus getting that out there. Fun fact, sometimes it can take a little while for things to get onto platforms. So I was recommended to just start with a teaser, a bonus episode. So that's what I'm doing. Because I was told when you launch that first official episode, it can sometimes take a few weeks to get some things together. But if you take a shorter thing and you just put up like a bonus or a sneak peek, it can go a little bit better. So that's why we're doing it that way. What can you expect from the actual show when we get things, you know, get that first episode in the can and get things up there? We are going to talk a little bit about everything to do with business and entertainment. If you are a writer or you want to be a writer, there's going to be something for you. If you make movies, there's definitely going to be something for you. We're going to do a lot of discussion about marketing and PR, the difference between those two things. What are the essentials that you need to have in place? Nowadays, it is not just as simple as, I'm just going to go make a movie and let someone else distribute it, let someone else market it. That was the old school. Nowadays, you need to be a little bit more savvy and know what you're doing. Just like in screenwriting, nowadays, you've got to know how to pitch your project. You have to know how to build a pitch. I had projects that were picked up without a single solitary pitch done in the old school way, and that just rarely happens these days. So I've got advice for writing, how to write well, marketing and PR. Now, even though it's with entertainment, film, television, you can use this with books. You can use this with your businesses. Every business on the planet needs to have a good digital footprint. They need to understand, have at least a basic understanding of the social media platforms and how they can work for your company, even if you hire a marketing company. So those are some things that we are going to get into. Of course, we're going to have film, television reviews. And I do have some very epically cool interviews that we are going to handle on the program. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's what we're working on. That's what we've got planned. I guess that's it. My hope is that with every episode and everything that you've listened to with me, that you leave a little bit better than you did before, even if it's just rested, if you laughed a little bit, or if you learned something. I feel like there's a lot of snark, cynicism, dark, gritty, and panic and anxiety in the world today. My hope with Nothing Trivial is to just get a voice with a little bit of sunshine and light in it to let you know it's not all dark, and it's not all gritty, and it's not all ugly. sometimes there's somebody who believes in you. And I'll tell you what, if you're listening to this right now, I believe in you. And we'll get more into that later. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sticking around. Have a little grace with some of the production, bumps as we grow. It's a learning process, but you can grow along with us. Stick around. I think we're going to have some fun. Everyone, have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.